From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his executive order banning entry to refugees and people from seven Muslim-majority countries amid growing legal challenges and protests across the United States as Democrats prepare to issue legislation to block the ban. In a series of tweets earlier Monday, Trump said Department of Homeland Security Secretary General John Kelly told him, in his words, "All is going well with very few problems." President Trump insists it is not a Muslim ban and is not about religion. He says it is about keeping America safe. Mr. Trump is limiting for 90 days issuing visas until a policy review. Reince Priebus, the White House Chief of Staff.
If you're coming in and out of one of those seven countries, by the way, identified by the Obama administration as the seven most dangerous countries in the world in regard to harboring terrorists and affirmed by Congress multiple times, then you're going to be subjected temporarily with more questioning until a better program is put in place over the next several months.
The order covers people from Iran, Sudan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. Meantime, thousands rallied in the United States and at airports in the country against Mr. Trump's travel ban throughout the weekend. The Speaker of the Iranian Parliament, Ali Larijani, through an interpreter, called the travel ban racist.
Putting Iran's name on this list on the pretext of concerns over acts of terrorism sounds more like a joke. It is not a secret that Iran stood up to terrorists on its own in recent years, and some other countries joined it later on.
This is VOA News. Gunmen attacked a mosque in Quebec City, Canada, late Sunday, killing six people and wounding eight others. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police Superintendent Martin Plant said two suspects have been arrested, but he did not give additional information about their identities or motive.
The investigation is a domestic investigation at this time. We're in the early stage of the investigation. We'll gather more information, more evidence, and then we'll move forward.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau condemned the shooting as a terrorist attack on Muslims and stressed in a statement that his country values diversity and religious tolerance. After Sunday's shooting, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said his police department was providing extra protection for mosques in the city. President Trump says he will announce his Supreme Court nominee late Tuesday. Trump has been considering several conservative judges for the appointment. The nine-member court has had a vacant seat since the death last year of Justice Antonin Scalia, a conservative stalwart on the court for 30 years. The Republican-controlled Senate refused to consider former President Obama's nomination, saying it wanted the next president to make the choice to the high court. In the face of growing international and domestic criticism under a presidential decree, several measures have been introduced to ease some of the most controversial aspects of Turkey's state of emergency. Dorian Jones has our report.
In a presidential decree, several measures were introduced to ease some of the most controversial aspects of Turkey's state of emergency. The heavily criticized 30-day pre-trial detention period has been reduced to 14, and a four-day ban on detainees seeing their lawyer has been dropped. Andrew Gardner, Turkey researcher for the Britain-based human rights group Amnesty International, says while reform does not go far enough, it remains an important move.
That is positive. 30 days of pre-charge detention is far too long. And especially what we've seen about arbitrary denials of people to access lawyers.
Gardner also said the commission could be viewed as an attempt to delay people seeking redress at the European Court of Human Rights. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Thousands of mourners gathered at a cemetery in Yangon's outskirts late Monday to pay tribute to Kony, a prominent Myanmar lawyer and advisor to Aung San Suu Kyi's ruling party, who was assassinated Sunday at Yangon Airport. The state counselor, Aung San Suu Kyi, has not yet publicly reacted to his killing. UN officials are condemning the killing of the legal advisor to Myanmar's ruling party and called for a proper, effective, impartial probe into the murder. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.